DJ and PK, it's 97.5 and 1280 The Zone. We are joined now by the Lieutenant Governor, Spencer Cox. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I apologize. I was supposed to be on earlier and got pulled away, but I have a few free minutes. And it's I've always wondered what it would take to get me on with you guys. And it turns out pandemic is the answer.
There it is. See?
Great.
I know you're a little bit of a sports fan because I've seen you at multiple games, and I get when you're a politician, if you're a big sports fan, then you go to games. But even if you're not, you probably got to go because you got to be a man of the people. So before we get into how this is going to impact sports and all that, how big a sports fan are you?
I'm a huge sports fan. In fact, it's probably a little unhealthy, but my entire life, our family, we did revolved around sports. And so my first memories were at jazz games with my dad and uncle as a little kid, going to college football games here in the state. And that's just what we do with our family too. So it's sports is really, really important. And we're all really sad that we don't have any of it in our lives right now.
So is this all...
So I think with this spot...
Go ahead, PK.
With this virus... We've got three levels, basically. We've got international, national, and local. And I can't get enough information at the local level, basically. I mean, when you guys were, what was it, last Wednesday when you came on the air, or was it Thursday? I can't even remember. I think it was Thursday, and you had your press conference. You know, I'm all over it. And listening to what you guys are saying, one of the things that comes to mind is what is practical for people to do that we do in everyday life. And we understand not gathering in massive groups. That's been eliminated now for the time being. But how about, you know, grocery store shopping, getting gas, maybe even going to the gym and work out? What is your counsel on that?
Yeah, my counsel is to take this more seriously than we're taking it right now. What we know from other nations and from other states is that this is evolving rapidly. We know that it does spread rapidly. We know that that unfortunately the mortality rates are much higher than what we see with the common flu, especially those that are at risk, those over the age of 60. But said all of us need to take this much more seriously. We're seeing now in New York and California much more restrictions placed on going out into public and trying to avoid public contact as much as possible. But at the same time, we need to make sure that our economy keeps moving, and that's the real difficulty that we're all facing right now. The hygiene stuff that you guys are talking about is really, really so important. If you do go to the grocery store, of course, you know, wash your hands, make sure you're not touching your face, avoiding any type of grouping of people. I know we've limited it to 100 in the state of Utah, but the CDC came out yesterday and said 50. My counsel to my own family is, hey, let's take a couple of weeks. Let's avoid contact with as many people as possible. We'll keep doing our jobs. If you can work from home, do that. Gyms are places where, and restaurants are places where we share germs in a way that can be, again, very dangerous to people. And so I would just be extra cautious in any of those environments.
Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox joining us right here on 97.5 at 1280 The Zone. This may be too specific for your knowledge, but as someone who jacked up his knee playing basketball in his 20s and is worried about tearing an Achilles now, I've kind of defaulted to swimming. And I often lap swim because of the time of day I go. I'm often the only person there. Obviously, you shouldn't be at a pool with, you know, 50 other people swimming. A swim team, that's a bad idea. We get that. But for the people who've got, you know, relatively swim pretty much alone, does chlorine kill this thing or not? Or should we just not be in pools until, you know, the Jazz are back playing games?
Wow, that is a very specific question, and I don't have a great answer for that one specifically. I will tell you that the state epidemiologist, we did have a conversation about hot tubs, and her recommendation was to avoid them. Again, kind of communal hot tubs. Obviously, if you have your own, that's very, very different. So not sure that extends to pool.
All right, sounds like the lieutenant governor's phone there dropped. Spencer Cox joined us here on 97.5 at 1280 The Zone. Y'all could try and get him back on the air. He's got a few more minutes, so we'll try to get him back there. But when in doubt, don't, I think, then is the deal, PK. The lap swimming is off for a while. Gonna have to pull back from that one.
If you have any issues or any questions, it's better to err on the side of safety. I'm not any doctor. I can't provide any counsel. I'm not telling anybody what to do, but obviously take as much caution as you possibly can.
Yeah, I'm speaking for myself right there, but I will be skipping the lap swimming here. Gonna have to replace it with a walking. Got him back, Yock? All right, Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox is back with us. So, okay, oddly specific, but I'm going to err on the side of the caution and skip the lap swimming until you direct message me and tell me I'm clear to go.
That sounds good.
How about just stuff like going to the park? Is that something that you would counsel against, or is that okay?
No, I think that's the kind of stuff we want people to do. It's still important to get outside. To get some fresh air, to exercise wherever you can. What you want to avoid are those common surfaces that everyone is touching. I think that's where we get into problems. Being outdoors is a really, really good thing and a really healthy thing, and a safer thing. We're hoping as the weather warms up and people are able to get outside, that we'll see the spread of this slow down a little bit. Unfortunately, because it is novel, we don't know that much about it. We're not sure yet if it follows kind of the seasonal patterns that the flu and other viruses follow. We're very hopeful about that as warmer weather comes. But absolutely, getting outside, going on walks, going to the park, staying, keeping social distance, staying 6 feet away from people, but is very helpful. But still, getting that exercise and that connection with nature is absolutely something people should be doing.
I suppose even something like, because we have obviously a lot of golfers listening to this show, and even something like golf, you can be off the fairway in the rough 30 yards from everyone, just saying. But when you're in the pro shop, if you're riding in a golf cart with somebody, if you're touching a golf cart that someone has driven earlier, are you just walking with the bag over your shoulder? I guess you kind of got to look at every detail and everything you might be thinking about doing.
Exactly. Those are things to be careful about, but that's a great example of being able to get outside. There's usually plenty of distance between you and people, especially the way I golf. I'm always off by myself. So I think that those are great recommendations. And just being careful, keeping a hand sanitizer with you as you exit the pro shop and you wash your hands and be careful with the people you're playing with. Make sure that they don't have any symptoms of illness.
How are the availability of testing coming along?
Yeah, this has been the biggest headache we've had over the past couple weeks, and was the thing I worked on most over this weekend. Unfortunately, as usually the case, we've had problems with the federal government when it comes to testing kits. There were mistakes made early in January and February, and the entire nation is paying the price for that and making it up. They're finally starting to ramp up the testing kits, and we've been able to get more and more of those. But the chemicals that you have to have to process the test, There's not enough of that piece. I compared it to ink in your printer. Like we got the printer, but now we need the ink, and so we're really struggling. And it's not just us; it's every state. We are working with some incredible companies here in Utah that have tests that are can be done much more rapidly. They're actually using them overseas, but the FDA hasn't approved them here yet in the state of Utah. And so we're working with the FDA to get that approval process done. All these hurdles that we have to jump through. The good news is that we expect during this week we will see significant increases in testing. We've already tested over 500 people here in the state of Utah, which is not nearly enough. And we are increasing the testing capacity every day, especially now that ARUP at the University of Utah is able to test. And IEC should be able to test any minute now, which is really good, those private tests ramping up. So this is going to be critical for all of us to increase testing so we can really get a sense of how widespread this is. It's hard to make decisions when you don't have good information, and that's what we've been lacking.
You know, everything gets politicized these days. It's just the way things are right now. And I think that because you're the same party as the party of the president, and because you're not the news media, which isn't always trusted these days, I'm still seeing stuff in my social media about you got to go live your life. This is a hoax. The fatality rate for this is, 0.1%. So not from the media. Not from the party that's out of power in the White House that has an axe to grind in election year. How seriously should people be taking this?
Thank you, David. And this is probably the last thing I can say, and then I've got to go. But I beg people, implore people to take this seriously. This isn't a joke. It's not the same as the flu. The mortality rate for the flu is 0.1%. The worldwide mortality rate right now for COVID-19 is 3.4%. That's 34 times the rate of Utah every year. So if you want to take that and times it by 34, you see what we're talking about. Now, their death rates are very low in the United States right now, but that's because the virus is just starting to spread. Look at what's happening in Italy. Look at what happened in China. Look at what's happening in other countries. The reason we're taking this seriously is so we don't have those things happen. I want the mortality rate in Utah to be 0.1%, but that only happens if we take it seriously. And so please, please, please don't listen to the crazy uncle on Facebook. Actually listen to your state government, your local government, to those that are taking this seriously, because we're all trying to do the right thing. Thanks, and thanks for getting the word out, guys.